Chapter 54 The manner in which we ought to receive the blessed sacrament. The motives for approaching this divine sacrament are many, from which it follows that there are various requirements to be observed at three different times: 1. Before communion, 2. At the moment of reception of communion, 3. After communion. 1. Before communion, whatever be our motive, we must, if stained with mortal sin, cleanse ourselves in sacrament of penance, and with all sincerity of heart, we must offer ourselves to Jesus Christ, consecrating our souls and all their faculties to His service, for it is in this sacrament that He bestows to mankind His body, blood, soul, and divinity, together with the immense and inexhaustible treasure of His infinite merits. And as all of our gifts to Him are insignificant when compared to His gifts to us, we should desire nothing less than the totality of merits gained by the created beings of the universe to offer as a present deserving His regard. If our desire is victory over spiritual adversaries, we should meditate for some time previous to the reception of communion on the incomprehensibly ardent desire of our Savior to be one with us in suppressing our inordinate appetites. In order, however, to formulate some idea of this divine wish in our regard, we might consider two things. The first is the ineffable joy with which wisdom incarnate dwells among us, for He calls it His delight, Proverbs 8:31. The second is the implacable hatred He bears toward mortal sin, inasmuch as it is both an insuperable obstacle to that much desired intimate union with Him, and in utter opposition to His divine perfections. For as God is sovereignly good, a light undimmed and beauty inviolate, He must inevitably hate sin which is all malice, all darkness, and all corruption. So burning indeed is this hatred of God for sin, that the entire dispensation of the Old and New Testaments has been ordained for its destruction. Several of God's saints have said that divinity would have suffered 1,000 deaths on 1,000 Golgothas if the smallest faults could be annihilated within us. These considerations, rudimentary as they are, may enable you to see how much our Savior desires to dwell within our hearts to expiate therefrom our common enemies. Thus we should welcome Him with all the fervor of which we are capable. The joyful expectancy of His arrival will raise our courage, and inspire us to war anew on our predominant passion by performing many acts of the contrary virtue. Particularly should this be so on the evening before and on the morning of our reception of Holy Communion. 2. When we are about to receive the body of our Lord, let us quickly consider the faults committed since our last communion, and in order to conceive a more perfect sorrow, let us remember that we committed them as callously as if Christ had not died for us on Calvary's sanctuary. Such remembrance should fill us with shame and fear for having basely preferred a trifling compliance to our own will to the obedience due so gracious a Master. But when we consider that in spite of this ingratitude and infidelity, this God of all charity still condescends to visit us and live within us, then let us approach Him with confidence and open hearts, for when He lives within, no tainted affections of the world may steal in. 3. After communion, we are to remain in profound recollection, adoring our Lord with great humility and saying within our souls, Thou sayest, O God of my soul, my wretched propensity to sin, Thou sayest how domineering is this passion, and that of myself I cannot resist. It is Thou who must fight my battles, and if I share in the combat, it is Thee from whom I must expect the crown of victory. Then addressing ourselves to the Eternal Father, let us offer to Him this beloved Son who now dwells within our breast. Let us offer Him thanks for innumerable benefits and implore Him for the grace that will make our victory complete. Finally, let us resolve to fight courageously against the enemy from whom we suffer most. Thus we may expect victory, since if we are not wanting in petition, God is not wanting in bestowing, and sooner or later victory will be ours.